This is the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board, and this is our first meeting. I guess I can do a roll call for the record. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Good, there she is. I don't see Avelia Jones. Darlene Pagano?
Present.
Jim Dingaman?
Here.
All right. I don't see Julie, Hewitt, or Heather Gray, Sagerton, Jim.
Here.
All right. No Nancy Sorden either, and Donna Grimes. All right. So we have a quorum. Bill Foster has informed us that he does not want to be on this committee, so I've dropped his name off. And when Heather joins us, I'll ask if she would represent the affiliates, unless it's somebody else. Very good. So finally, so I did my part. Convenient.
Yes, you did.
We need a secretary. Did anybody on the call volunteer for that role? I can pose that question later. Slip it in a little bit later. But we do need a secretary. We need a chair.
I will. The meeting started at 6:05, 7:05 Eastern.
Oh, I guess you could say 7:15 Eastern.
7:15. Thank you.
I didn't say that. Yeah. 7:15 Eastern. All right. Okay. And so. Okay. Well, we have at least one officer on the call.
No, James.
James, second.
I know what kind of personnel you have, Darlene, so I'm going to nominate you.
All right. And Heather, it looks like Heather's coming on.
I see that. Darlene, would you consider chairing this committee with you?
I could do the pro tem until we have an election.
Okay. So we need to,
unless anybody has an objection.
All right. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Good. Okay. So add you here. We're just getting started. And Heather, someone told me that you are already the chair of this committee. Is that accurate?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, you're the chair of the PNB. That's what it is.
I'm vice chair.
I mean, excuse me, vice chair. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. The chair of the programming committee.
Oh, okay. So your hands are pretty full there. We do need a secretary and we need a chair for this committee.
Did you tell her about Mr. Foster?
Bill says he does not want to be on this committee. He's got too many other committees he's committed to. And, so would you be able to represent the affiliates?
I guess so.
Okay, very good. So that takes care of that. All right. Well, Teresa said she would be the secretary for this meeting. And Darlene, possibly you're considering chairing?
Yeah. Chair pro tem. I'll do that.
Okay. Chair pro tem, meaning?
For this meeting.
This meeting. Okay. Yeah. So I will pass it over to you then to cover our first meeting.
All right. So I am looking for the charter for this committee. And, from that we should, I'd like to hear suggestions of what are the most urgent pieces of work that we need to do. And again, with the charter for the committee, what is it we are actually charged to do? I know the LSBs do evaluations, which they send in. They don't decide upon anything, but they send in for their general managers and program directors. And so those of you who have been around on the board for a while, maybe that's just James and Dingman. Does those evaluations from the LSBs, does that come here to the personnel committee or as a way to like pull everything together and make sure everything has been done? Or does it go like straight to the PNB and what? We start hashing it out cold? Who could give me some? Dingman has his hand up, but yes, I'm hoping he'll answer.
Let Jim go ahead of me.
Okay. Sackerton?
Thank you. First, I wanted to thank Donna for convening the meeting and putting up with some back and forth noise about all of that. I appreciate her effort and her response. The last time that we did an evaluation of our general manager, I think now is 2 years ago, it went straight to the executive director, and she never actually responded to it. I'm not sure she was required to, but that's where our general manager evaluation went from our management evaluation committee. And I don't think we got to the PD that time around, but we are doing that now. And I think the plan is to send it straight to the executive director because she does the hiring and the firing. So I don't, you know, and I have not seen the authorizing resolution for this committee, so I don't know. I would like to see it. I don't think it says anything in the bylaws about it. Somebody can correct me if that's wrong, but that's what I know.
Right. Well, that does make more sense.
Okay. One other thing. I think obviously what we're supposed to do, I think our main goal should be here is to get an evaluation up of the executive director. She has it in her contract. We owe her, I think two evaluations by now. We owed her one 6 months into her contract and probably another one at the year mark. So I think that should probably be our priority.
So the chain will be the reports to who reports to is who gets the evaluations. So the general managers report to the executive and the executive reports to the PMB.
Yeah, the PMB is the superior, so to speak, the boss of the executive director. Whereas the executive director is the boss we hired to be the boss of the other people. And so those evaluations go to her. I assume that our evaluation then would go to the PMB. But again, I would like to see that authorizing resolution.
Jim Dingman?
Yeah, I agree that the ED evaluation should be pressed forward. I also think that the committee should make sure that the other stations are doing the same thing. Because as we know, the evaluation process of all these general managers and PDs has essentially fallen by the wayside over the years. Mm-hmm. And it's not consistently done every year. And Teresa would remember from last year when we were doing this, that we sort of got to the point where we were trying to develop and template and synthesize different kinds of evaluation forms. I don't know. That process got stymied, I recall, in the fall. But I do think it's really important to get that underway, not only for Stephanie, but for everybody in the system, all these general managers and all these PDs. Got to really get that now regularized.
Do you know, Jim, who was the chair last term?
Oh, Vanessa.
Or Secretary.
Teresa might remember. I don't know. Do you remember, Teresa? I think you were, weren't you?
Let me see. On the committee was Alan Dingman, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Heather Gray, Julie Hewitt, Adelia Jones, McFadden, Sagerton, Felina, and Beth von Gunten. You know, I don't think we ever, I think I was like convener and we never did really choose a chair.
That sounds right. I think I recall that.
Okay. Did you have a secretary? I'm thinking of trying to pull, to get materials that were produced or used by the previous committee.
Oh.
This is a challenge. I know I took minutes and I lost all of my folders and they're somewhere hidden. Basically what we were trying to do, we got something from Vanessa Dixon Briggs, which was the evaluation of their general manager. And she said this was such a great evaluation tool. And we were, I think we were tweaking it for the executive director when the 6-month time period passed.
Right. Could I just chime in? The committee didn't get started until, I believe, June or July. So All of a sudden there was this big push to get it operational. And then, you know, we only had a couple of weeks in the 6-month period to do anything. So, you know, within the probation period. So that wasn't able to be accomplished. And then I remember that Vanessa sent something. There was a, I put forth this like big amalgamation and then everybody, everybody took it, went back and wanted to re-edit it. And then, we were going with the PFW, evaluations forms. Mm-hmm. Which you maybe could get it from Vanessa. Mm-hmm. And
writing that down.
And then and I recall there was other sources too, Teresa. I remember there were other evaluations that we were sort of messing with. I think there were even more standard evaluation forms.
I think what happened was we took the job description and one point we decided we would take every point on the job description and have them evaluate like 1 to 5 or something like that.
Right, right.
But we took every single item on that job description, which would have been very lengthy. That's right. Where we kind of got stuck. And right. We were a subcommittee. It was you, Vanessa, Beth, and I.
Correct.
And you did the most work on it, but As I recall, I thought it's going to be very difficult to get everyone to evaluate on like 35 mm-hmm. jobs, 35 points on the job description of the executive director. That's where we got stymied.
Right. And part of it also, we felt like, I remember arguing that there has to be space for people to write their subjective comments. And then we got sort of bogged down into how we synthesize all that. And then that's when Vanessa came up with the PFW. You know, it was a very good graphic depiction of it. But we didn't get beyond that because I guess we got sidetracked with all the other craziness going on last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Chair, may I be heard on that?
Please do, Jim.
Thank you. This is a little bit of a tangent, but it struck me. I've been in conversation with some people about updating our procedures to make us eligible for CPB going forward. And, you know, if you don't follow your own bylaws, you are in trouble with the CPB. So I think one thing that this committee might consider is the frequency with which we're supposed to do evaluations. We don't do them anywhere near like we're supposed to. And I would ask Darlene this question. Is there, in the world of HR, are there rules? Are there best practices? I mean, I realize in our bylaws, it says these things should be done annually, but you know, we're lucky if we get them done once every 5 years. So I would ask Darlene, are there best practices on these things? And, if so, would what I'm suggesting fall within them or would that be outside of best practices?
Well, the usual way, even in nonprofits, even with the corporate level things, if a person is not under, yes, there should be an annual evaluation is the first answer. If the person is not under any kind of performance review, it really should be 12 months since the last one. And one of the reasons why most executives want there to be a performance evaluation is their negotiations on salary and benefits comes up with the outcome of their performance review. So usually an executive wants that performance review to happen. Maybe not all personnel want to be reviewed on that kind of schedule, but 12 months, even though in hindsight it went by in a flash, 12 months is a lot of work that has happened, and it's the appropriate place for an evaluation.
Thank
okay,
you.
Dingman and Sagerton, you still have your hands up?
No, that was what I wanted to address. Thank you.
Okay. And let me ask you, Sagerton, when you say you were getting policies and such together, in regards to the ED evaluation, what were you talking about? I mean, you said policies, but then you said bylaws in the next sentence.
Well,
and Pacifica theoretically has a policy and procedures manual in place. Have I been able to get my hands on it? No, I have not. But I've been told from NETA going way back that there is such a thing. So that's something I would like to have, and I'm wondering if that's part of what you were talking about.
There is such a thing. I will search my email to see if I can find it. So yeah, there is such a thing. Is it current? I don't know. What I was talking about was slightly different. It was sparked by the comments about, CPB evaluations. Well, maybe that was my own comment. It was sparked by the discussion of, how often we have evaluations and are we living up to that? And so it was just a general comment about the things that may stand in our way with the CPB. For example, we have a communications policy that says, you know, there's supposed to be all these reports to the listeners, and CABs are supposed to make reports, LSBs, and et cetera. But very few stations actually do that. I think the best station happens to be WBAI in performance of that. But even we don't do it as much as we're supposed to. So the thought would be to reduce that or eliminate that requirement from our policies so that the CPB doesn't say, well, you're not following your own rules, and therefore that's a disqualification. So I thought that if we have a requirement for a one-year evaluation, while it might be ideal to do it, it might be more realistic to do it a little less often, except, of course, if it's in somebody's contract like it is in Stephanie's, we might save ourselves some CPB issues. But then there are some other things along those lines as well. But we don't need to go into that here. That's more of a governance committee thing.
Okay. Right. All right. That reminds me. We would also consider Stephanie's contract a separate place for evaluation than an executive director job description, just more added on. Yes, Teresa?
Yes. First, I want to ask Donna. Donna, did you send out a proposed agenda for this meeting?
No, I did not. I did
okay,
not.
So, Darlene, so I can take better minutes, can we say what we're going to discuss in this meeting? Mm-hmm. With numbers to it, so I can say, okay, we're leaving number one and we're going to the next one. I mean, the first one was call to order and roll call. Don't have any minutes, but I think the next item should be create an agenda for this meeting.
We did the pro tems, got volunteers for pro tem.
Yeah.
And then agenda, and we sorted out, I think, that at the moment, the business before this committee is the evaluation of the executive director. Now, we've been talking about and filling each other in on some history and experience and how to gather up resources from previous, most specifically last year, but previous iterations of this committee. So if that helps you with anything, well, Teresa.
Okay, so right now I'd like to create the agenda. So what are we going to discuss next? What are we discussing now?
Well, I mentioned things that we've already done, so you could put those down as agenda items that we have already.
Can you tell me those again?
Okay. What is the focus of this committee?
Okay.
Our agreement on priority number one. The next thing was what history and materials and experience resources do we have? We're trying to gather that up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're starting to bring it down into starting to talk about how will we do an evaluation of the executive director.
Okay. All right.
Now, that said, I need people's understanding of this question in that, are we the PNB subcommittee to do the evaluation, or are we saying that all stakeholders, and including all PNB members, should participate in such an evaluation? Because each one of us is a representative of one station or group affiliates. So does that give us the responsibility of doing the evaluation, or is there an expectation that 20 more people, 19 more people are going to chime in or want to chime in? How do we know? And we haven't heard from Heather, and then Donna, and then Jim Dingman. Heather?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Darlene. So I'm wondering, so you're talking about stakeholders. So what are you referring to there? Who is a stakeholder?
Well, everybody else who works with Stephanie. So Markeisha, who else reports to or is in sort of administration with
Steph. The tech staff, Otis and John and Mo.
Okay. Tech.
Also the general managers, obviously.
Yeah. So that's what the stakeholders would be everybody who are in a position to give evaluation. I know we keep using the same word over and over, but an evaluation based on experience with Stephanie.
I think corporate counsel would go in there. Also, at the local level, we included some conversations with vendors. I'm not sure if that's appropriate. Darlene, maybe you could help us with that.
Well, it would be who works with her, such that in the past I would have said NETA should be able to give a confidential evaluation, but we don't have that anywhere in this fiscal year. So that's not a do. And she has barely been able to be in contact, or only recently been in contact with JFC, our major investor vendor. We can make a sort of an assignment out of the meeting, and we could do that. Yes.
I just want to include the affiliates, and she's been wonderful in talking with the affiliates as well. So I want to include.
All right. Okay. Well, the affiliates would be through their representative. And in that case, that's you.
Okay. Well, me, but okay.
Okay.
She's also been good with talking with the association of the affiliates and also Ursula. So, all right. So me, that's fine.
Right. And in your case, if you're doing the evaluation from the point of view of the affiliates, you're free, if not encouraged, to talk with everybody in the affiliates who's worked with her.
Okay. Well, thanks. Okay.
Donna, you've had your hand up.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Julie sent me some information earlier. And I thought it was from the bylaws, but what I read was that that the personnel committee would report to the whole PNB, you know, make its recommendations, would provide recommendations.
Right.
To the PNB. So, you know, that was definitely something there.
That's how we have it set up for the LSBs. They do evaluations on their level and then send the recommendation up. So, the same thing. We can run the evaluation and present it to the PNB, but then that's where the buck ends. There.
Yeah. But that whole committee of the whole to evaluate, you know, I don't know how productive that will be, but we do make recommendations. And so, but I think you're on the right track to find out what has been done before and what, because that was the question I asked when we got on the line initially was, you know, what forms are we using or what, you know, what rubric or grid or whatever is used to evaluate. And it sounds like from the discussion that we don't have that right now. There was an effort made. I know that I recall the work that was done to evaluate our general manager. And I think people were very satisfied with that tool, looking at qualitative and quantitative, you know, criteria, things like that. But going back to the job description. But I do think 35 elements to evaluate is pretty, is a lot. Maybe they can be grouped in a way. I don't know, but I defer to the group. As to how, you know, how to proceed with that. But I right. also don't want to lose track of what Jim Dingaman suggested in terms of that's one, the first and primary, most critical task would be the ED evaluation, but coming quite close behind it would be making sure that others are doing the evaluations, to the extent that we can, that, you know, evaluations that they should be doing, evaluating their general managers, evaluating their PDs, you know, that kind of thing. So that's all I wanted to contribute.
Right. And I agree with you there. But it would probably be a responsibility of the personnel committee to give each station the tools that they would need to use to do an evaluation. So, and when you said quantitative and qualitative, I think that would reference some of what Jim Dingaman said, which is not just rows of numbers on a scale, but qualitative would involve some feedback as well. And that is both to the good, you know, to promote or to find or look at shortcomings. So.
Yeah, it has to be meaningful to the individual being evaluated, you know, something mm-hmm. they can act on.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Amelia.
Oh, Darlene. Hi. And everyone else. I'm coming back from a foot doctor. So, okay.
Hi.
All is well.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Teresa, your hand is up. Yes, excuse me, Mr. Dingaman and Mr. Sagerton, I'm going to ask you to remember to put your hands down when you've been called on, unless I haven't called on you yet.
That's a new hand for me.
That's a new hand, Mr. Dingaman.
I did put it down last time.
Have you put your hand down at
yeah,
all?
No, I just want to tell you, Darlene, I just sent out to everybody the documents that we had from last year. We were trying to synthesize. So one of them is the PFW evaluation in a PDF format, and the other is the amalgamation. And part of where we got hung up was we were trying to create some generic evaluation tool that could be applied everywhere. But you'll see that in the two forms that I sent. And I got to cut out. But I do want to thank you guys for doing this. And you have a good evening. And check out what I just sent you all.
Yeah, I did receive it. So I'm fine with you cutting out now because the stuff did come through. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I hate to keep.
But remember, Sagard has his hand up too. But go ahead.
Oh, and welcome to Julie Hewitt. Also. Welcome to Julie Hewitt and Avelia Jones. Okay, so what I want to do, Madam Chair, is I want to make sure where we are on the agenda. To me, what we have so far is call to order and roll call to select chair and secretary interim pro tem, create the agenda. Item four is focus of the committee. Item five is what resources do we have? And then what do you want on the agenda? Like when do we set the next meeting and adjourn? So I don't know what we're on right now. Seems like we're going back to focus.
Okay. Why don't you put unnumbered at the bottom of your page, set next meeting and adjourn so that it's not floating in space, supposedly.
Well, what item are we on right now, and what are the items
we Teresa, want? We didn't make an agenda. We don't have an agenda that we're working on. We are building it and naming what we're doing as we do it. And you just read them all back. So at this point, I think we need to have maybe some work assignments and what we think is an appropriate timeline we can get started and run this, which is the evaluation of the executive director.
Okay, so I'm thinking that item number 7 will be assignments, and then item number 8 will be set the next meeting, and item number 9 will be adjourned.
No, right? Before 8 will be timeline for the evaluation.
Okay.
We haven't set that. And I don't know where it would go, but we should have a place for nominations for chair and secretary to vote next meeting because we're only on a pro tem basis right now.
Okay, so maybe we should do that after we set the next meeting. But we're losing people, so.
I understand, Teresa. Okay. Yeah.
I just want an agenda so we can say we've accomplished this. This is a sequence of what we're going to do. Because otherwise we'll go back and forth and it's hard for me to tell which one we're on.
But just saying we don't have one in advance. So okay. The one we're on is the one we're turning to at the moment, and we name them as we come to them.
All right, I'll just cope.
Okay. Sagerton, you said something, but somebody else was talking, and it was about your hand being up. Is there anything we need to address with you?
Well, if everybody else is gone, because I've already spoken a few times.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just, two things. One is I brought the idea up that at WBAI we had, I think they actually did talk to some vendors and that I wasn't sure that was a good idea. And then someone here mentioned, you know, possibly including the FJC group in as among those we might talk to. And I think that and even talking to other vendors, people we owe money to, and that the main relationship between the executive director and the vendors is to put them off repeatedly and say, you know, we'll pay you a little bit now and a little bit later and whatever. So I'm not sure we should upset those relations that would be delicate by inquiring as to those vendors as to how they think the ED is performing. We might think her performance is better because she's successfully putting those people off. they might think it's terrible because of the same reason. So anyway, that's that. And the other thing was, I liked what Jim said that the committee had been working on previously about getting general evaluation forms for all to use, generic forms. Our first attempt at WBAI, again, about 2 years ago, to evaluate the general manager was a disaster. It was an invitation to a lawsuit. It was prejudicial. It was a nightmare. Darlene, I think your hair would stand on end, as it often does when you see what we do here at Pacifica. So I like that idea. I hope we can put that on the agenda somewhere going forward. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. I think we have had that. We have been discussing that. So let's make it an actual decision, because what I have down here on my own notes is we would start to prompt the stations to do their own evaluations, but we need to be able to give them, give them guidance, and say, these are the areas where we want to be able to compare apples to apples, if that's the right phrase. Have something that has some coherence. And,
if I may respond.
So that is a task, I think, of this committee to do almost as quickly as, the one we do, the executive director, and it just be a differentiated version of the same thing. Go ahead, Jim.
I have a quick comeback. Thank you. And I think that would also go a long way to alleviate the problem that stations don't do their evaluations. If we give them on a platter a way to do it, all ready to go, there it'll be much easier for them to do it. Way too often they try to reinvent the wheel and start from scratch each time they do this, especially when they're not doing it, or doing it every 5 years. There's nobody around who did the last one. That would be a great incentive for people to actually get it done.
Okay, excellent. So that said, I wanted to pick back up one other thing about stakeholders. It's perfectly done to ask the person who's being evaluated who they think should evaluate them, in terms of adding on to the standard or agreed on or necessary people who evaluate. And in that case, other kinds of stakeholders, community, people, whatever they would say, this is where my time and energy goes. And that would lead us to other stakeholders who could be, asked to, give us the feedback we're asking for. So when you say Stephanie and yes, first of all, we should understand who the stakeholders are for Stephanie's position. But we can also, as we start this, we can ask her, who have you worked with who would know the quality of your work? So that's done all the time. In HR land, it's done all the time.
May I ask a question, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is it really normal for, let's say, nonprofits or businesses to go to outside vendors and ask them to evaluate an executive director?
Well, they're not exactly evaluating. We're asking for their feedback of...
How's that usually done?
You ask and you tell them what you're looking for. You try to get their agreement and buy-in, and you tell them what the... Again, you specify what you're looking for, and you give them the date that you need it turned in by. They have the option, anybody really has the option, to use whatever means necessary. I mean, if you're going above or outside of the number of people who have a job performance responsibility to do these evaluations, they are expected to turn it in the way that the group, the organization has set it up to be done. But then you have all these other people, or maybe not. Maybe, you know, someone has stayed within the four walls and, you know, their nose to the soundboard, and that's what they've been, that's the way they work. So we might not have other stakeholders, but stakeholders who are not, let's just say, what's the term? Sorry, the social work term, when you're a mandated reporter. So non-mandated reporters, you could interview them. You could, you know, they might say, could we just have a conversation? I'm fine if you take notes, but this is what it is. You know, you do the best you can. You're looking for feedback on what this person, your executive director, is doing for the benefit of the organization. So that's what they're being evaluated on, and you can ask others. And yes, it is done that people who don't work in the organization can be asked about that, about those positions. And to a pretty good extent, it would work the same way at the stations. You know, if a general manager is really, really going over the top on fundraising, you might find out if perhaps there's a group that he works with on events, and there might be somebody there who's more in the know of how things have been going, and you could ask that person. So those are just some examples. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. New hands up. Julie Hewitt.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to give an example. So, you know, I wind up working with a lot of people across the organizational lines, right? And so, you know, one of the things that I will often do is if I work with somebody who does an absolutely spectacular job, I'll just shoot an email note to their boss to say, hey, you know, so-and-so really just knocked it out of the park. They didn't have to, but you know, like, you know, so that's the positive feedback. And so we're looking for some of that, right? But the other thing we're looking for is, of course, areas to improve. And so, you know, if one of the, you know, if, and I've done this before too, it's like so-and-so did a pretty good job on something, except we got off to a rough start because they didn't explain what we were supposed to be doing, you know? And so sometimes I'm like, oh, seemed like so-and-so wasn't really prepared for that first meeting when we kicked off this project. And, you know, things right, you know, they were able to right the ship after a while, but you know, it's positive feedback to them, or it's constructive in the sense of, hey, here's something to work on. Don't assume going into the first meeting that everybody knows what the hell you're talking about. You know, and so those are the kinds of things that we can do, Teresa, in terms of, you know, looking for feedback for Stephanie, for people outside the organization. And I would think that one of the groups that we would go to would be NETA, because she worked closely, Stephanie worked closely while we still had the services of NETA. She worked closely with Julia Kennard and with Cynthia Dobek. So, you know, like, for example, those would be two good people to, you know, do you have any feedback for Stephanie? You know, positive, negative, constructive, you know, et cetera. So that's what I wanted to share.
All right. So that makes me realize that we're probably talking about a longer period than 12 months for this first evaluation of Stephanie, because what I had said earlier is in this fiscal year, NETA has not been our partner or vendor of any kind, but Stephanie's employment does go back far enough that that would be an excellent stakeholder, former stakeholder, to get some feedback from. So that said, there are some jobs that need to be done that shouldn't, let's just say, have to be the responsibility of the chair or secretary pro tem to do before the next meeting that we set up, especially since we're starting to realize how time is of the essence, because October 1st is not that far away, being the next fiscal year. And I'd like to hear from some people who would be willing to do, first of all, I'm going to list the work assignments that I see, and then other people can add on to that. And then people speak up as to what they would work on. And it doesn't have to be one person. Maybe we'll have pairs of people doing that. But so the first thing, Jim Dingman gave us the documents that he had from the last iteration of the committee, but we still have, I think, document search for policy and procedure and previous ED evaluations to look at. So if anybody feels that they're pretty good at document search, that would be one. And then two, there needs to be, and I think it would be not just find it, but give it to everybody. We need to each have in our hands a couple of things, which is anything the bylaws say about the executive director position and its evaluation. And I'm sorry, the rest of that sentence, or the second sentence, just went out of my head. But
the ED contract?
Thank you. Bylaws, the ED contract. And we put previous reviews of other EDs as another thing. So we have, okay, two, three. And right at this minute, I would say that's three tasks, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us who just left. Oh, Dingman just left. So 8 of us. So everybody needs to pick at least one, and you can beg for a partner to do that with you as well. But let's go over this, shall we? So document search, the Pacifica, not well-organized files, and actually, Nita might have some of this up, two, previous reviews, and three, bylaws and ED contract, and that's not just get it together, but also get it together and get it to every member as soon as possible. So 1, 2, or 3, Sagerton's got his hand up, and then I'm going to ask for, take a piece. Just say what piece you want. Sagerton.
Well, that's what I had my hand up for. So if you're not there yet, that's fine, but I could search.
Go ahead. If you want to take a piece, say so.
Search the bylaws for what it says about evaluations and such. I'm also, I said, I know that there's a handbook, but Julie may know more about how to find it easily, but I will search my email for it. I think it was sent to me at one time. I know it was, and I think that's the current version. But if there's a file somewhere that probably Stephanie has, with the NETA stuff in it. Perhaps Julie could access that better than I don't know.
Okay, do you think you want to take that on, or do you want to take?
Nobody else wants to, but I definitely will take on the search the bylaws for whatever it says about evaluations.
Okay. All right. Now remember, the bylaws and the ED's contract and the executive director job description, we should all have in our hands well before the next meeting.
Okay.
Teresa, I would think that from our previous work on the evaluation, I know we had the job description and we had the ED contract. So I would think that would be in the forms that Jim Dingman sent over.
Can we put you in charge of doing that?
Yeah. I'll do ED contract and ED job description.
Okay.
And I must say, you're asking us to come up with the former ED evaluations. Do you realize how long it's been
since
we had an ED that stayed long enough to be evaluated? That wasn't an interim.
Yes. Yes. And
I think it would be Dan Coughlin, our first ED, which was like in 2002. I was on and off the board, but you know, I'll have to give it some thought. But I will.
Right.
I'll just do those two.
Okay. Contract and job description. Anybody willing to track down or at least give that a good try of finding, ED evaluations from the past? And this mostly is part of that package of how is it done? How can we build a template for, keeping it going and modifying that template for the LSBs? So there is a reason for those, for seeing those previous reviews.
I'm just thinking we don't have it. I don't think we have them. If so, they're 20 years old. That's going to be a challenge.
Well, may I say, this is Avelia.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a challenge, and we'd be shocked if we could find anything, that sounds like my category.
Emilia, yes.
Yes. Because, you know, I'll check people here in LA who might know something and lead me to the truth.
Very good.
So I'll try that.
Thank you so much, Emilia. And, their hands up. Heather, you put your hand up and then you put your hand down. How you doing on that?
Maybe Avelia answered the question. So I wanted to know what you meant by document search.
Yes. Trying to find. It's even more of a formal description of what we need to do. To call it, you know, a document search, as if we're sure the documents are there. So, we're gonna. Avelia's gonna get.
Yeah, so Avelia's
set loose.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to try it too? Remember, I said people can team up.
More qualified than me.
All right. And then, Sagerton, you're both the bylaws search and looking for a policy and procedures manual, right?
Good.
Okay. Bylaws, documents, previous bylaws. What, those are the assignments.
I want to ask Heather to work with me. I want to tag with her. Come on. I don't even know you, but I'd love to.
All right, Avelia. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Anybody else? feel left out? You want to speak up? Donna Grimes.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, I didn't hear the task that I was most interested in really looking at those draft evaluation formats or whatever, you know, whatever.
Oh, from last?
Yeah.
From last
I'm kind of interested in looking at that.
Excellent idea.
Put somebody on that.
Okay, I'm going to call them the drafts.
Yeah,
the drafts of a decent package to give anyone doing a job performance evaluation of anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Donna Grimes, you're down for it. Teresa Allen. And then James Sagerton. Teresa?
So Avelia's going to just, I mean, not Avelia. Donna's going to go over what
the previous committee
what Jim Dingman just sent us.
Yeah, to try to take it to the next level. Finish.
Like to work for me. And who's doing policy and procedure?
Sagerton.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And I'm doing ED contract and job description.
Right. And I will be here to help anybody as pro tem. So don't just let it be that you're having a problem with something. Speak up and let's put our heads together. Okay. Donna, does that take care of what you wanted to say? All right. There are no other hands up. Do we have our assignments? Now we're going to do something else that's going to impinge heavily on your assignment, and that is, when do we meet next? And is this a time that allows the most people of the committee to attend? It started at 4 p.m. here on the West Coast. Teresa, that was 6 for you.
Actually, yeah. Madam Chair, we were going to discuss the timeline first before we set the next meeting.
Thank you. This is why having an agenda in front of you helps. Thanks.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Thank you. Yes, Teresa's right. What do we think we can accomplish to get this underway? And remember, we are the representatives of our stations, and then officers of the PMB as well, who do the evaluation. So it's not going to be that we're going to have to gather up 24 people to do the evaluation. The 24 people of the whole PMB get to read and question perhaps the evaluation and then vote on it. So it's the 8 or 9 of us, and not everybody's here today anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, was that a projection? Go ahead.
I think in doing the minutes, we were going to do a document search, and one was policy and procedure. 2 was previous, and I don't know who volunteered to do that.
Policy and procedures is Sagerton. Avelia He took 2 items. Okay. And Avelia is trying to find any previous evaluations that we can look at that process.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When you say policy and procedure, I'm thinking from the point of view of someone with HR experience saying, this is usually what HR does.
Not exactly. Policy and procedure, we have bylaws, but the bylaws are governance. Policy and procedure is how things get done day to day. And every organization needs to have recorded all of that and keep it updated for their own best policies. So that everybody, as they come in, they know what needs to be done. So it's a separate document called policy and procedures. It is not bylaws.
Imagine
no problem, man. Thank you.
And I believe it was sent around to us, and I'm going to search my email where I think I may find it.
And I think I do remember, James, that NETA sent that out because it was asked for. And I might have been the person who asked for it, but I definitely was a person who promoted it.
Yeah, they sent it out to everybody. I'm pretty sure if I can't find it, I think Julie may have it. And I also think Stephanie has one, and she probably has it on her bedside stand.
Right. All right. I believe that we have.
So we're on timeline.
Now we're on timeline, and it's us. And whoever's missing from this meeting, who is missing from this meeting? Dingman had to leave. And who were we short of?
Everybody else is here.
We are short.
Oh,
just Nancy Sorden.
Okay.
Yeah, Nancy. She's the only one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because Heather's doing double duty. That's right.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, when do we get underway? And personally, I would say the third week from now, so that we have 2 weeks to cram for our exam by getting all this written material together. So I think we should have a meeting in 2 weeks. Give Stephanie fair warning that we want to meet and then get underway. And I don't think that we should give ourselves any more time to do the evaluation than 3 weeks. And that's because we're going to have to herd a few cats called general managers of the stations. So, want to take a little moment to visualize this and see what you think. If you think we could work that.
So you're talking about
diligently.
2 weeks from today, which is the 19th of June.
We meet. Yes. We meet again.
Yeah. That's doable for me.
Right. And we've notified Stephanie, and we get the process underway, figuring out who we need, like from our stations to talk to, from whom we have listed by 2 weeks from now as the stakeholders for this evaluation.
Darlene, this is Heather. Can I make some comments for a moment?
Please do.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, for one, I personally actually have been very impressed with what Stephanie's been doing. However, I want to find out at the very beginning, what was she informed about as far as Pacifica policies or what the executive director should be doing? Do we know? Do we have that information? I think that's something we need to know as well, is what I'm saying.
Right. That's one of the reasons why we would look at her contract, the ED job description, and the policy and procedures manual, along with the bylaws. But that would be what Stephanie was working with. We get to interview or have conversations with Stephanie to get that answered.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Cause I didn't know what had happened at the beginning, you know, what she was given or whatever. So that's something I think we need to be, or I certainly need to be better informed about. So thank you.
Right. And this isn't done with Stephanie off in some isolation chamber. We talked to her as well.
That's good.
Okay, Sagerton again. Yes. That wasn't a criticism. I just meant, okay, Sagerton, what do you have to say?
Back to lower, sorry.
Okay, okay. Again, we're lowered. No hands up unless Teresa does.
Okay. So we're talking about the timeline.
Yes.
And we're talking about meeting on the 19th.
Yes.
I will try to get what I need to you before the 19th, as soon as possible. But on the 19th, I'm going to be in transit. So I probably will not be, I mean, I'm going to be driving to Pittsburgh. I have to be at Pittsburgh the following morning. And I'm
Are
driving.
You going to GA?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to get what I do there, but I don't think I'm going to be able to take the minutes. So,
well, you were only pro tem. We'll have, one of the things we have to do first off at that meeting is decide on, the chair and the secretary.
Okay.
So
I don't have problems
just get
with
them into us.
But my point is this, a combination of timeline and combination of setting our meetings. Monday's fine with me, but I don't want to meet every Monday. If this committee wants to meet more than once, maybe twice a month, then I don't want to meet on Mondays.
Okay.
Because I'm skipping another meeting to be on this one. So
all right.
I'm just saying that.
All right. The timeline. So,
Madam Chair, how often do you anticipate we're going to be meeting every month?
The timeline that has been suggested is 6 weeks. This is a 6 week project.
Okay.
We're going to meet the next time in 2 weeks because we have a lot of gathering up and disseminating to do and then reading everything that's being sent to us from each other. And we could decide at the next meeting if we'll meet again in 2 or 3 weeks. And then we should plan this is just for Stephanie's evaluation. We should plan a wrap up and a synthesize meeting. And then maybe we'll only meet once a month while we kick off get the general managers of the stations, have their evaluations done and the program directors, if that station has a program director. So there's going to be, I think, an intensity of every other week for the next 6 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks after the 19th is July the 3rd. That probably will not work for people.
Is there another night of the week that works for people for ongoing meetings? And we have to look at KPFTX before we do that.
Well, I'm just saying that because if you go to KPFTX, the personnel has already been scheduled for July the 3rd, but many people will be gone for the weekend or something, the holiday weekend.
When we meet next, let that be a question among us. When we meet the next time, we will schedule the next meeting because we'll have 2 weeks, plenty of time to post it.
If you want, I'll go online right now. If there's no objection from the committee, I'll go on the line online right now and schedule a meeting for 8 p.m. Eastern for the 19th of June.
What is it scheduled now?
There is no meeting scheduled for personnel between now and July 3rd. So if we want to have a meeting on the 19th, I'm saying I can go on and do that right now if you want.
That would be great.
Okay. The only thing that's on that meeting is KPFK Programming Oversight Committee. So unless that's a problem with Avelia.
Did you say 19th or July 19th?
July 19th. I'm sorry. June 19th.
That not Juneteenth, the holiday?
That's right.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Down here, it's the whole week.
I think it started out here already.
Is there anyone on the committee that has a problem with June 19th, Monday, June 19th?
Maybe. I don't. Not yet.
At 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock Eastern.
8 p.m.?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a problem? I mean, if it is a problem, we could possibly go to Tuesday, June 20th. The only other conflict is audit. Are you on audit, Darlene? You are.
I am.
Well, is there a problem with the 19th?
This is Julie. I'm not convinced I can be present on the 19th, but I'm just one person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if there is no objection, then I will schedule it, Madam Chair.
Will you also cancel the one for cancel the July 3rd meeting?
Not yet. Not until we know when the next meeting will be from June 19th. We'll just leave it until we know better.
Okay. All right. So is there anything we want to say about going back to the timeline, Madam Chair? Is there anything else we want to agree on regarding the timeline?
I was waiting to hear screams and tantrums, but how wonderful to be in a committee where that didn't happen. So it is a 6-week timeline that we are about to trigger right this minute. So that's what I'm proposing.
I have one question.
Sure.
If we have the 6-week timeline, then we intend to have the entire evaluation process finished within 6 weeks?
To the point of synthesis.
Okay.
We may need a little more time putting it into the form of a report or presentation to the PMB.
And then does that mean when approximately would the executive director be expected to give us her self-evaluation?
Somewhere in that 3-week period of when the 3 weeks that we're going to call the process, the evaluation. We're putting 3 weeks out for that. So she would be working on her presentation to us as well. You have that look on your face. What is it?
I'm just confused. We meet in 2 weeks, and at some point, we say, here's the format for your self-evaluation. Can you get it back to us within 2 weeks? If she gets it back with us within 2 weeks, at the same time she's doing the self-evaluation, are we doing an evaluation?
Yes, we're not waiting on her for anything.
Okay. Okay.
We're underway. Yeah.
Now I understand. Thank you.
Any more questions or concerns about a 6-week timeline starting now? I'm so happy to hear that silence. All right. We have our timeline. We have our assignments. We have our next meeting.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
This meeting on the 19th, is any of it in executive session?
That is a good question. Isn't there a way to post that says part of this meeting may go into executive session as needed?
Maybe Julie Hewitt has the wording for that. Or do I just go to a PNB and cut and paste it?
You could just go to a PNB meeting and cut and paste it, but I'm pretty sure there's a box that you check that says, some or all of this meeting may be in closed session. And then if it's partly open session, partly closed session, you need to, you know, put in the, you know, purpose box or whatever somewhere, the info box that, that it will be open session as well as closed session.
The purpose of the meeting is
confidential personnel information.
The purpose of this meet, the next meeting on the 19th is not all.
If it's an executive session, that's what it would be, a reason it would be an executive session.
But what's the purpose of the meeting not in executive session?
Preparations for the evaluation of the executive director.
Okay. All right. And the estimated length of the meeting is 120 minutes, 2 hours?
We're at 90 minutes right now for this one. I'd say to be safe, put 120, but
okay.
I don't see the point of dallying if we don't have to, especially with such well-behaved members. Okay, so that's up. And, the other thing of the purpose for the next meeting is to elect a committee chair and secretary. That's the other purpose of the meeting, open session of the meeting.
Are we taking nominations?
Nominations can be taken from this moment on to the...
I nominate meeting. Darlene Pagano as permanent chair.
Oh, okay. You could put that in the minutes. Jump the gun. That's okay. Julie, here's a question of some, I don't know. I was going to say naughtiness, but we're grown-ups. My goodness, naughtiness. Can we elect Nancy Sorden as this committee's chair?
I think we could.
All right.
Don't we have to find out whether Mondays are okay with her then?
I should get in touch with her and find out why she couldn't be here today. And if that means that Mondays are not good for her. How about that?
That'd be good.
I will.
Sounds good.
If she cannot, I will offer my services.
Excellent. But nominations are not closed yet, Teresa. We can always have surprise candidates. So, all right.
I don't have a problem serving a secretary as long as we can work out an agenda before each meeting.
And we will. this was the, we don't even have a pro tem anybody yet. Right. So we're doing pretty good. I mean, we might be getting on your nerves, but we're doing pretty good. Creating that as we go. And we have the next meeting. And what is the, anything else before we call for adjournment?
I think Nancy has her hands full with the other minutes. For the PNB meeting, I would not.
Okay. Well, I also need to ask her if Monday is good for her to attend as a member of the committee.
Okay.
Cause she is.
It seems to be for everybody else. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
And if she can't, then.
Anything we've missed calling for adjournment? I asked Julie Hewitt for the, anything, any detail, administrative detail we've missed? Okay.
I mean, I can't think of anything.
All right. Then, anybody want to call for adjournment?
Let me ask one thing. Julie, can you put your finger on the ED evaluation and contract? Because I've been tasked with finding it, but I'm thinking you probably have it right at your fingertips.
Well, Stephanie would have it.
Yeah, I do if I could get my laptop to turn on.
You might have to ask Stephanie, Teresa. Uh-huh. We're allowed to talk to her. She's part of this process.
Right.
Not the same part as we are, but she's part of this process too. You can talk to her.
I'll check Dingman's document.
All right. All right. All right.
Thank you.
Right. This is not the, you know, the Inquisition or whatever, where we meet in dark cellars by firelight. So, yeah, she's part of it too. All right. That said, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Any objections?
Well, Darlene, I want to thank you for your facilitation. This is Heather. Thank you.
Thank you. Then at 5:37 Pacific time, the meeting has ended. See you all in 2 weeks, but we'll be talking often via email over the next 2 weeks. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Sorry I was late, everyone.
That was great, Darlene.
Thank you, Amelia.
We didn't ask if anyone else wanted to nominate someone for permanent chair.
I did say we're open from now and until we get underway at the next meeting.
So are you saying we won't have a permanent chair at the next meeting?
One of the first orders of business after the roll call will be, or after the agenda agreement, will be the election of the permanents.
Okay, so we will not be doing that by email?
I don't have an answer to that. I will have an answer before the meeting.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just...
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Diane. All right. Bye.
I appreciate your leadership. Thank you.
Nancy Sorden just showed up. We can ask her the question. Nancy, we're adjourned, but can we speak to you a minute?
Sure.
Is Mondays at 8:00 Eastern, is that going to be a problem for you to be on this committee?
Personnel, right?
Personnel.
I think that'll work.
All right, because we wanted to make sure you could attend, that we hadn't done it in some way that you couldn't attend. And were you expecting to be the secretary of this committee?
Pardon me?
Were you expecting to be the secretary of this committee?
No.
No. Okay.
I can barely keep up with the...
All right. Okay.
I'm not even keeping up.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So now we have already adjourned and we can now leave the meeting.
So I didn't make quorum?
We had quorum.
Oh.
It's a very small quorum.
We should ask, actually everybody showed up for the meeting eventually.
Did I get the time wrong? Not 8:30, it was 8?
8.
Okay.
No. It was 7. Teresa, well, that's you in the,
eight
East
Eastern.
Coast. It's, no,
eight.
No, 7 Eastern, 4:00 Pacific.
Oh.
Remember 1, 2, 3?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was 4:00 Pacific, 7 Eastern, but Nancy, we are going to go to 8:00 Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Not to get fancy and go on to other time patterns.
So Donna was here?
Donna was here.
Okay. All right. Well, I will listen to the recording, I guess, when it's available, because I'm assuming it will be.
And there we have Otis right with us to do that. So Otis, we're done with the meeting and the aftermath. So thank you very much. Okay, everybody. Going.
Darlene. Well,
Darlene,
I have a couple questions. And if so, I can send the minutes out immediately.
Wonderful.
So this meeting started at 7 p.m. Eastern, and you want the next meeting to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, correct?
No.
No.
8 o'clock. So the East Coast people start at 5, and that was West Coast, and the East Coast people start at 8, which sort of is the pattern of our meetings.
I kind of like this one earlier. Worked for me, but I guess maybe not necessarily the people on the West Coast.
Well, the people on the West Coast are myself and Avelia.
Mm-hmm. So why are we moving the meetings later?
Just so it's more of what, so people don't say, when is it? Why isn't it 8 o'clock? It's not 8 o'clock. Was it?
Okay.
So it's like, if we can accommodate people with what they're used to, we can accommodate people with what they're used to. You can ask for a different time.
No problem. So are you saying that did we officially close? We had, you did ask if there were any other nominations, and there were no other nominations, right? From the floor for chair, correct?
We are open for nominations. They are not closed.
Okay.
They are open until we call for the election on the agenda of the meeting of the 19th. They are open.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. She accepted the nomination. Nominations open until 6/19 of 2023.
And that's for both positions.
That's fine. Okay. Everybody should have these minutes within the next 15.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Avelia, James, good night.
Good night,
all. All right.